Hello again. Time for the 90.5 WESA Social Club podcast coming up on the weekend of September 5th, 2014. The summer is already fading like a distant memory, but there's still lots to do. In fact, you wouldn't really know that summer is over, what with the like 90 degree temperatures and everything. So plenty to do outside, I'm thinking. Here with some help to make your weekend plans. She knows all about what's going on indoors and out. It's Rachel Carlson from Yelp Pittsburgh. Hey, Rachel.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's good. And people often forget that technically summer is not over until the 21st.
You're right. I think I did this with the start of summer, too. I like completely missed the official start of it by several weeks.
You can't rush things. No. You gotta let summer...
It feels like summer, but like there's this psychological corner you turn at Labor Day, right? I mean, well, it just feels different. Kids are back in school, and maybe if you don't have kids, it doesn't really resonate in some way.
I feel like it's a Northwest Pennsylvania thing, too. Or, I'm sorry, Northwest. Gosh, Southwest. I'm talking like I'm still in Erie.
You're from Erie.
Southwestern Pennsylvania thing to kind of rush things, because I think they're actually dreading the winter.
Yeah.
So they just rush it. And they're like, "Oh, winter's coming already."
But you gotta prepare.
But come on, we still got some good days ahead of us. Well, I think well into October, I think it'll be.
Oh yeah, nice. It's gonna be. Yeah.
I'm calling it now.
All right.
I'm forecasting it now.
You heard it here, Rachel Carlson's Farmer's Almanac.
Guide to the Farmer's Almanac. No real basis behind it.
Beautiful weather through the end of October. Yeah. Your trick or treating will go smoothly, and if not, you can direct your complaints to @YelpPittsburgh.
No.
Well, okay, so
you are not lying. A lot of great things going on outside.
Tell me about them.
So first of all, we have a fair in the park, which is a art festival in Mellon Park.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get to see lovely art. You'll get to do crafts with your children as well. They'll have a children's area. And it's just a really great free event that they do. And this is actually the 75th year. So it's a longstanding.
Do you know are they still doing the chamber music in Mellon Park? And that's like a summertime thing. I don't know if that series is over yet.
I'm not sure if it's over yet. That's a good question.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. But I think, again,
brunch,
I hate to rush the summer out, but I feel like a lot of the summer programming has ended.
Yeah.
But like we said, there's a lot going on outside still with this affair in the park.
Okay, we're gonna stick with your thesis that summer is over when you say it's over.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. So you can head out to a fair in the park, free event, arts, crafts, fun, family friendly, which is fantastic. You can also head to the Riverplex, which is out by Sandcastle. So sadly, Sandcastle is closed for the season, but you can head to Riverplex for the Irish Festival. And that's a fun one, too. Obviously, I think a lot of people embrace the I'm Irish, even though I'm not Irish.
Right.
So I think, you know, what better way to embrace that than to go to the Irish
festival? Something like 5 or 6 times the population of Ireland claims to be Irish American, right?
And that's not true
at all. And it's completely spurious.
Most of us are mutts anyway.
Yeah.
But it's really fun to go and to act like you're Irish and go to the Irish festival. And
wait a minute. What do you mean act like you're Irish?
Drink beer.
That sounds. See, that's an ugly stereotype, Rachel.
Sorry.
I drink beer completely irrespective of my like dubious claim to Irish heritage.
Well, I think that it's justified. And I'm Italian, and Peronis are not that great anyway. So I just like to move on to the Irish.
All right, I'm going to start some interethnic conflict
beers. But you get authentic Irish food too, which I'm a big fan of. You know, if you like the meat and potatoes.
Name an Irish meal that you're fond of.
I love meat Lightning and potatoes, round. Like shepherd's pie. Like if you go down to Piper's Pub on the south side.
I just ate at Piper's yesterday, and I think that's English food.
It's like Irish.
Like shepherd's pie.
Crap.
Oh, see, there you go. If you go to Ireland and start throwing that stuff around and just conflating Irish and English culture, you're gonna have some trouble.
Shepherd's pie is Irish.
Is it really? Okay.
I'm going to say that right now without researching it, but I'm almost positive.
You're the culinary maven. I'm going to defer to you on that one.
But there's the corn, the hash, and the
corned beef hash. Yeah, sure.
That's Irish. Guinness is Irish. I know that for sure. Guinness
is Irish. And that's a meal in itself.
Yeah. That is a steak dinner, I always say.
Okay, so Irish cuisine is a thing. Let's stipulate that.
So
you can eat some of it.
Cuisine, I did see on the website, the corned beef and hash, so we can
awesome.
Justify that at least. And you can head to Piper's and have your own argument. Or we could head to Piper's and have our own argument about English slash
Let's do that.
Irish.
Yeah, let's have a fight over a pint.
Okay, that sounds good. And go to the Irish Festival.
Cool.
So you can head to that all weekend long. Or, speaking of drinking as well, you can head to the Pittsburgh Winery. They're actually going to be doing a grape stomp, which I think sounds really fun.
That, yeah.
Like, whatever you're imagining is going to be that, a grape stomp.
I was going to say, could it possibly live up to how much fun it is in my imagination?
I think it could. And if you've never been to the Pittsburgh Winery, it's in the Strip. It's an urban winery. They are a California winery, so they get their grapes from California, but they crush them and make them right here in the Strip. It is one of the most beautiful hidden places you will ever discover. So I really, really encourage you to go to this on Saturday or to head down and go to their sampling room because you can do tastings at any point. And it's just a beautiful place. And they do concert series too. The one of the owners is actually a local musician from the Buzz Poets. So it's just a great venue.
Cool. Have you participated in a grape stomp before?
I have not. I participated in drinking the stomped grapes with wine, but
did it taste funky at all?
I mean,
it's like I have like health and safety concerns about this.
Well, I'm talking about like wine from a bottle. Let's be honest. I've not drank the stomping from the feet. I don't necessarily think they will be using that wine.
Right.
But it's still a fun thing.
In theory, like wine is pretty high alcohol, so it should be able to kill off any
germs,
any pathogenic
that's like the
beasties
cooking,
in there.
Cooking with alcohol and
yeah.
Cooking
it's,
out the
it's
alcohol.
For safety. It's yeah. about sanitation. Really, that's the origin of alcoholic beverages and the best argument for them.
Well, and it's for fun. If you think about it, it's for safety, but then it's for fun to stomp the grapes. So
yeah.
You can head over there and stomp some grapes. Or you can head to the theater. This is a really fun one. The CLO Cabaret is bringing back Dixie's Tupperware Party. And it is a really fun show. They actually sell Tupperware. This is actually a person in drag who dresses up and sells Tupperware. Actually, like the number one Tupperware saleswoman. no lie. And
Is Tupperware sales still a thing? Is that there are Tupperware parties and stuff?
Ask Dixie.
Wow.
Go to the CLO. It opens this weekend and runs for a little over a month, and you can check that out. And the CLO Cabaret is also a really great venue because you can get drinks and food. And you don't have to stomp your own grapes.
Drinks and drag and food storage
and Tupperware.
One-stop shopping.
Yeah. And so last but not least, I have to do a shameless plug, which, sorry, but I'm going to be talking about this a lot.
We said goodbye to shame long ago
this project. That's true. So I can talk freely about my big party that I am throwing called Yelpsburg Bash, and it's at the Public.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Yelpsburg, yeah.
I like alliteration. So we are doing a big free party. All you have to do to come to the party is RSVP on Yelp. If you are not a member of Yelp, you just join. Easy as that. And come to this free party at the Pittsburgh Public Market, which is a really fantastic venue. It's actually a nonprofit. I don't know if a lot of people realize that. So we're asking for a $5 donation at the door, which will go towards a wonderful cause of the Pittsburgh Public Market to bring awesome new vendors there and make the space a great, great space for everyone to go to. But it's going to show off the vendors there. And also I'm bringing in outside vendors to showcase local businesses.
Cool. And it's the new location.
It's the new location. So it is farther down by Marty's Market.
Okay. I've heard it's a little harder to spot if you don't know what you're looking
for. Well, they actually just put up a beautiful big sign. So
Perfect.
It's not too hard to spot. And we're partnering with Uber, which is awesome. So if you have not done Uber before, you can join, get $20 credit. And you can get an Uber down to the party and back from the party.
And they're licensed now, so it's all legit?
Yeah, it's all. You don't have to illegally be riding in an Uber, which I did for months already, so it's okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, Rachel. Come on. these things are great. It's so great to have Uber and Lyft here in Pittsburgh.
And it's great to have Yelp in Pittsburgh, and it's great to have you at 90.5 WESA.
Thanks.
How'd you like that segue?
That was amazing. That was good.
Right, so we're moving toward the outro of the program. So
this is September 18th. I forgot to say that. Very important.
I'm so glad you mentioned it. So details on that at yelp.com/events. Awesome. And people can always hit you up at Yelp Pittsburgh on Twitter.
And Instagram.
Facebook. What? Tumblr. Snapchat.
No. Let's stop with that.
Okay.
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
A respectable number of social media platforms.
Yes.
Rachel, thanks for swinging by again.
Thanks.
And you can find more on all of the things we talked about on the show notes for our website, WESA.FM. Reed Carter puts them together each week. Thanks again, Reed. And thanks to Rachel for stopping by for this week's podcast. Thanks to you for listening. We'll talk to you again next week. Have a great weekend.